Pet? Where are you? Kitten, what are you doing on the bathroom floor? Are you feeling sick? You had a panic attack? Oh, sweetie, why didn't you wake me? Come here, my love. Scoot away from the tub and let me sit behind you. Come here. Let me wrap my arms around you. There we go. There we go. Your body is so tense, little one. You're trembling. It's okay. Lean back against me. That's right. Rest your head on my chest. My poor little kitten. It's okay. You're going to be okay. Anxiety is temporary. Whatever happens, I'm right here for you. I know it doesn't feel like it right now. But I promise these feelings will pass. In the meantime, just relax into me. Let your mistress soothe you. Let's work on getting you less tense and more present. Close your eyes for me, my love. Focus on my warmth and my touch. Does that feel nice, pet? Your mistress rubbing circles right above your heart? Warming up your chest? I can feel your heart beating so fast. Focus on my hand, gently caressing you. Good. Unclench your jaw now. Good girl. You didn't even realize you were clenching your teeth, did you? Let me massage your jaw muscles. That's it. Just relax against me. Focus on my fingers rubbing each side of your jaw in small, steady circles. And now, moving up, massaging your ears. Do you like when I massage your earlobes, kitten? It helps relieve tension and anxiety in the body. I can see you relaxing a little bit more. Now, drop your shoulders for me. Good girl. Really fall into me. I've got you. Stretch out your legs. Now let me wrap my legs around your waist. How does that feel? Is it comforting to feel your mistress wrapped around you like this? Good. You're safe here. Safely snuggled in your mistress's warm embrace. Can you take a deep breath? That's right. Once more, in through your nose, and exhale slowly through your mouth. That's my good kitten. I know you feel like you would trouble me if you woke me up. But you must remember that you are never a bother. I want to be here for you. You are not alone. And you don't have to suffer through these feelings alone. I'm here for you. It doesn't matter what time it is, or whether it looks like I'm busy. I want you to let me know when you feel this way. I know I can't make the feelings go away, but I can be here with you to soothe you and calm you. You're my sweet little kitten. It's my duty to make sure you're safe and sound. It's not my duty to make sure you're okay. Oh, well, I could have sworn we had a contract, kitten. I think Section B, Part 2 said something about taking good care of your pets, making sure they're nourished and loved. I distinctly remember Section A said that I get to command, and you promised to obey. Oh. You don't remember signing a contract. Well, I may or may not have signed it on your behalf. You know, as a convenience to you, my little kitten. Because I'm such a caring mistress. It was standard boilerplate language anyway, so nothing to worry about. What? That's not forgery. That's just efficiency. Anyway, the important part is, as your mistress, I am responsible for your well-being. What kind of mistress would I be if I didn't take care of my wonderful girl? But you know I don't take care of you just out of contractual obligation. Okay, fine. A forged contractual obligation. What are you gonna do about it, You gonna take your mistress to court? That's what I thought. You know I always win. Now stop arguing with me, my cute little brat. Bottom line, I take care of you because I love you. Just like you take care of me because you love me. Because you are mine. All mine. Whether you agree to it or not. I'm never letting you go, kitten. How could I possibly ever let such a good girl go? Give your mistress a kiss. I love you, kitten. Are you feeling a little bit better, my pet? Yes? Good. How about we move ourselves back into bed? This tile floor is getting cold. And I think I could comfort you so much better in bed. So So glad you agree. Get up then, love. Let's get back to bed. Come lay down and face me. Let me drape my arm around your waist. Now, tell Mistress what's wrong. Is there something you're worried about? Was there anything in particular that triggered the anxiety? You've been depressed. Why didn't you tell me, kitten? You're never a bother, love. I know you don't want to worry me about you, but you must tell me when you're feeling well. Keeping these feelings bottled up just makes them stronger. There's no need to hide anything from your mistress. You don't need to endure this alone. I'm here for you. I know. You hate vulnerability. And I know being vulnerable is so hard for you. Vulnerability is scary. It's uncertain, daunting, painful sometimes. Guess what? The reward is worth the risk. We wouldn't be here if you weren't willing to be at least a little vulnerable, right? Besides, I love it when you're vulnerable with me. It shows me that you love and trust me enough to take care of you. Like a little kitten showing her belly. It also shows me the more intimate side of you. Tell me what makes you so afraid to be open with me, love. You're afraid I'm gonna leave you? That I'm better off without you? You think you're not good enough? It breaks my heart how your mind can lie to you and convince you that you're worthless. That's the depression and anxiety talking, though. It's not actually the truth. Now look at me, my love. Listen to your mistress. You are so special to me. You are more than good enough. I love you, and I want you in my life. It isn't what you do for me, but who you are that I love, kitten. You're my very, very good girl. I want to be here, and I want to take care of you. You just have to let me. And since you're my very good girl, you're going to obey your mistress and let me take care of you, aren't you? That's what I thought. You know I always win. Oh, what's that, pet? You want to cuddle with your mistress? I suppose I'll allow it. Come here, darling. Well, that's an interesting way of cuddling. Burying your face in my chest. Is that comfortable, kitten? My adorable little pet. What was that phrase from Wedding Crashers? You motorboatin' son of a bitch. Promise me You'll tell me the next time you get the mean reds. Do you remember that movie? We had that nice, intimate dinner at home. You gave me a lovely massage because I'd been wearing my stilettos all day. And then I let you lay your head on my lap and we watched Breakfast at Tiffany's as I petted you, just like I'm doing now. The main character, Holly, said she got the mean reds, where she was just suddenly afraid, didn't know what she was afraid of. And the only thing that calmed her down was jumping into a cab and going to Tiffany's. Let me be your Tiffany's, love. You are safe here. I'll take care of you. What's that? Yes. I do remember the song she sang on her balcony. Would my little kitten like me to sing her to sleep? All right. But when we wake up, we're both calling into work. I think my little kitten needs a mental health day. No arguments. You know I always win. Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Oh, dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend. Moon River and me. Good night, kitten. I love you.